Okay, good morning. As you know, today is the Tanis for the Bechorim, and as we spoke about on Shabbos, we have a practice of making a Siyum to exempt all the firstborns from the obligation to fast. It's good to see so many firstborns are here. So many people actually don't like fasting Erev Pesach. So, welcome, thank you for joining us. We're making a Siyum on Sefer Melachim. Sefer Melachim is something that we have been learning in the shul together now on Wednesday nights. I just checked online. The first year I gave in Sefer Melachim was on October 14th, 2015. So it's been nearly 2 years, a year and a half or so, that we've been learning Sefer Melachim. And I decided to teach Navi in the shul because a few people, A, requested it. B, I remember that my childhood rabbi, Rabbi Walter Wurzberger, Zechrono Livracha, encouraged me to study Navi. His line was, is that if you only learn Gemara and you don't know any Navi, you're going to be a Talmud Chacham Derabbanan, but Am HaAretz D'Oraisa. That was what Rabbi Wurzberger always used to mention. Teaching Navi for me has been an opportunity for Lamed Almanas Lomod, which means that through teaching of Sefer Melachim, I believe I learned Sefer Melachim much better than I would have otherwise. I'd just like to thank Oren for coming early this morning and setting up the Siyum. Oren is always available for whatever we need. The sponsors for the Siyum today are Sally and Danny Frankel. Danny is a regular participant in the Shiur, right from the beginning, Yashikalach, and also Tehila and Henry Reeser. Henry actually mentioned to me one of the comments I like tremendously. He said, this is the first Siyum that you have ever personally made, and in Yeretz Hashem there should be many more. That's the first thing. I also just want to mention Frieda Birnbaum, who made the walk this morning, a regular participant in the Shiur. So thank you all for coming. The end of Sefer Melachim focuses on two separate episodes. Remember, we're talking about now after the time that Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, after we had a Galus of Yechonia, and then we had another Galus with the Korban HaBayis. But nonetheless, the Pesukim speak about how it was not really the complete end. That there's people who remained in the country, and Nebuchadnezzar appointed Gedaliah to be the governor. We know this, of course, from Tzom Gedaliah. It's also described in greater length in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Prakim Mem, through Membeis. And apparently, Nebuchadnezzar appointed Gedaliah to be the governor because Nebuchadnezzar recognized that Gedaliah would be loyal to him. And he wanted someone loyal in order to make sure that things would go well. The problem is that when you have a foreign power, and again, I'm mentioning based on ideas that I saw in two of the Sfarim that I've used regularly to prepare these shiurim. Rabbi Alex Israel has a series of shiurim online on Sefer Melachim. The first volume, Melachim Aleph, is published as a book. Volume 2, you just have to search around the Gush website and you're able to find the shiurim. But, and also the Sefer Mishpatzel Zohav, which is really a tremendous work on most of Nevi'im and Ksuvim at this point, he also develops this theme that people were not excited about having this foreign power, about having Nebuchadnezzar appoint a foreign governor. So, Vayishmu'u kosarei ha'chayolim hima v'anashima ki hifkid melch bavel es Gedaliahu v'yavo Gedaliah ha'mitzvah v'yishmur ben Netanya v'yochanan ben Koreach v'Yisrael ben Tanchumes ha'netofasi v'yoznaya ben Amalchasi hima ban Shehem. The sarei ha'chayolim, these are like soldier type people. They heard about this and they were not so happy. You see, there's always a group of people who want to start wars and want to start up with those governments who are in charge. This has been a general theme throughout Navi. Yirmiyahu in particular tells the people, listen to the government in charge, don't make waves, don't start up. But as we know, Klal Yisrael has not always been so good at listening to Nevi'im. And this group of people come to Gedaliah, and Gedaliah swears to them, that's Pasuk Chaf Dalet, and he says, don't be scared of the costume, stay in the land, serve the king of Bavel, everything will be good. But Bachodesh Hashavi'i, it says in the seventh month, the Pasuk does not mention which day of the month this event occurs. According to the Taz in Ayre Chaim, this actually took place on Rosh Hashanah. Others say it took place on the second day of Tishrei, which for us is Rosh Hashanah, but according to Torah law, is not Rosh Hashanah. During the seventh month, Yishma ben Netanya Mizera HaMalucha, Yishma ben Netanya, who himself was a descendant of the rulers, of the monarchs, he comes with 10 people with him, and they kill Gedaliah, and Gedaliah dies, and Ves HaYehudim, Ves HaKastim, Asher HaYu Ito BaMitzvah. Basically, there's a revolt, and they kill Gedaliah, the governor. Effectively, you get an impression from the Psukim that Yishmael ben Netanya, because he's Mizera HaMalucha, he actually wanted to be the leader. He wasn't happy with Gedaliah serving as leader. He wasn't happy with the fact that Gedaliah is subservient to Nebuchadnezzar and to Babel. So they go and they kill him. The Gemara in Nida, Daf Samach Aleph, the Gemara tells us that Gedaliah made a mistake, because Yochanan ben Kareach comes and warns Gedaliah. He says, listen, Gedaliah, these people, they're out to get you, and be careful. And Gedaliah was Zeyefrim. That means he was too religious, for those of you who, you know, whatever, new translation. So Gedaliah was extremely frum, and Gedaliah says, I can't accept Lashon Hara, not Mekabel, because he wasn't Mekabel Lashon Hara, that's why Gedaliah was killed. The Gemara tells us in Daf Samach Aleph and Nida, there's an obligation. I mean, you hear Lashon Hara, even though you're not supposed to accept it, but you have to be concerned. And Gedaliah should have been concerned that they are out to get him. Because he wasn't concerned, he ended up being killed. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches asks, Mi Harago, who killed Gedaliah? The Gemara says, oh, Yishmael ben Netanya killed Gedaliah. It's a little bit strange. Why is the Gemara saying it? It's a Beferish Pasuk, that Yishmael ben Netanya killed Gedaliah. So there are two suggestions I'd like to offer. Both are found in this book, Mishpatot Zohar. One suggestion is that the Gemara is making a point that Yishmael ben Netanya killed Gedaliah. In other words, a fellow Jew killed him. We have had episodes of Jews killing Jews. I know Rav Kook famously couldn't believe when the Alta Lena was killed. My aunt's first husband was the commander on it, Rav Shostavsky. He couldn't believe that a Jew, that Lazarov, that Ben Gurion, he couldn't believe that Jews would be involved in killing. Unfortunately, we've reached that point. So that's one explanation, that Yishmael ben Netanya killed Gedaliah. The other explanation is a little more lumdish. The Gemara says that Yishmael ben Netanya, together with the 10 people, killed Gedaliah. The Gemara Bava Kama and Sanhedrin particularly discusses, he calls Sarban the Adam, the Eser Mapos. If 10 people hit somebody with 10 different sticks, who is considered the murderer? So it's a Machlekes HaTanayim, and the second opinion is that the last one is the murderer. So it could be that the Psukim are following that opinion, that Gedaliah is actually the murderer, Yishmael ben Netanya is the murderer, because maybe he hit him last. Alternatively, what the Gemara, Mishpatzov has a suggestion, the Gemara is saying that even according to the Tanakhama, the person who hits him last is considered a killer, but you're not going to be chayiv misa for that type of killing. There are different types of killing. Sometimes you're considered a rotseach, but you're not going to be put to death. Perhaps that's what's going on in the Gemara. So after Gedaliah is killed, so people get up, Mikaton Agados, Arei Chayalim, they come to Mitzrayim because they're scared of the Kastim. Effectively, when Gedaliah was in charge, Jews were beginning to return to Eretz Yisrael. There was a bit of a resurgence of the community. After this happened, the people returned to Mitzrayim, they all leave. The last episode in Melachim is that in year 37, after the Golas of Yehoyachin, in the Vishnemos HaChodesh, Be'esim V'Shiva HaChodesh, on the 27th day of the 12th month, Nosa Evo Merodach Melech Bodo Bishnas Molcho Es Rosh HaHoyachin Melech Yehuda Mibes Kela. If you remember, in Parakhof Daled, so the Pasuk says that Nebuchadnezzar deposed Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin is the son of Yehoyakim. Effectively, there were three kings who were all children of King Yoshiyahu. But Yoshiyahu was really religious, he was a wonderful person, tremendous tzaddik, but his generation was hiding Avodah Zarah behind the door. Yoshiyahu had three sons, Yehoahaz, Yehoyakim, and Tzidkiyahu, three sons who became king. Yehoyakim's son, Yehoyachin, became king after Yehoyakim died. And then Nebuchadnezzar takes Jehoiachin and sends him into Galus. Well, after Nebuchadnezzar died, a new king, Evil-Merodach, a new king of Babel, comes into power, and Evil-Merodach takes Jehoiachin out of jail, and he puts him back to some position of authority. By David Totovos, he speaks nicely to him, by Yitinus Kisomalkiseh HaMlachim HaShetov B'Bavel, and he elevates his throne above the throne of all the other kings. Apparently there are many kings who are subservient to first Nebuchadnezzar, and now to Evil-Merodach. Evil-Merodach decides to elevate the king, King Jehoiachin, and he raises him above the other kings. Vishinas bigdechelo, he changes his garments, he's no longer wearing prison stripes, as it were. V'achal lechem tamid lefanav koyim echayav, and he eats bread in front of Evil-Merodach his entire life. Aruchaso, aruchas tamid nitno lo me'ez ha-melach d'var yom b'yomo koyim echayav, the entire life of Jehoiachin, he is fed by Evil-Merodach. Effectively, we have a tradition that all Svarim of the Gemara end on something positive. If you look through all the Masechtos and Shas virtually, there's a nice thing at the end. And Sifrei Nevi'im, it's hard to find a nice ending to Sefer Melachim. So Sefer Melachim decides to have a nice ending, which is that Jehoiachin is elevated. It's a similar idea to what we see after Churban Bayis Sheni, that there's a position of the Nesios, that Malchus Beis David continues to occupy a prominent role. Here also, after Churban Bayis Rishon, the idea of having Jehoiachin elevated, even in Galus, Malchus Beis David still occupies a leadership role, that's something that sustains Klal Yisrael throughout the Galus. Hadron Allah Sefer Melachim, the Hadron Chalon, Dachon Allah Sefer Melachim, the Dachon Chalon, the Nisan Sheminach Sefer Melachim, the Lotisan Sheminon, the Ba'alma Hadim, the Ba'alma Dazi, Hadron Sefer Melachim, the Hadron Chalon, the Dachon Sefer Melachim, the Chalon, the Nisan Sefer Melachim, the Lotisan Sheminon, the Ba'alma Hadim, the Ba'alma Dazi, Hadron Sefer Melachim, the Hadron Chalon, the Dachon Sefer Melachim, the Dachon Chalon, the Nisan Sheminach Sefer Melachim, the Lotisan Sheminon, the Ba'alma Hadim, the Ba'alma Dazi, Yasom of Fenech Adonai Elohim, Mohi Abbasinu, Shetei Taraskam, Manal Sinu, Ba'alam Azet, Utehi, Iman, Olam Haba, Harav Nadonai Elohim, Sreis, Raskam, Bafinu, Fi Aram Chabes, Israel, Benia, Churon, Anachnu, Satsang, Satsang, Chabes, Israel, Kulon the Yod Eshamecha, Vlom de Saraska, Vlom de Sarasacham, Oibat Hakim, it's a Sakh, Kilom he Lee. You leave your tumble for Kecha, Mamma Lush, Oron, Kak, Kudaka, Kivam, Kisani, Bruka, Tad, Noel, Amdin, for Kecha, Amen, 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 Salav Ed. Odima Napa Fanakad, Noel, Hinvel, Hale, Sanish, Santo Kane, Yashi, Base Midrash, Velo Santo Kane, Yashi, Kwendel, Shan Mashkimim, Behem Ashkim. On Mashkim, the Victoria.
Bagolov is man Karib in Ron May. May.
Go and eat.